Theodore Sr. He was a person of inexorable drive. For all his compulsive philanthropy, he was neither sanctimonious nor ascetic. He took an exuberant, masculine joy in life, riding his horse through Central Park as though born in the saddle, exercising with the energy of a teenager, waltzing all night long at society balls. Driving his four in hand back home in the small hours of the morning, he rattled through the streets at such a rate that his grooms allegedly fell out at the corners. His son called Theodore Sr. the best man I ever knew, adding significantly, but he was the only man of whom I was ever really afraid. In all respects except their intense love for each other, Theodore and Martha Roosevelt were striking opposites. Where he was big and disciplined and manly, Mittie, as she was known, was small, vague, and feminine. He was the archetypal northern burgher, she the southern belle eternal, a lady about whom there always clung a hint of white columns and wisteria bowers. Born and raised in the luxury of a Georgia plantation, Mittie remained, according to her son, entirely unreconstructed until the day of her death. Of her beauty, especially in her youth, she was 23 when Titi was born, contemporary accounts are unanimous in their praise.